learn what is probably the simplest, easiest, and most basic way to do keyword research? Yeah, you probably are because keywords are super important and you need them for your content. So let's jump into that and talk about that today. Hey, everybody, welcome to Traffic Keys. I am Atiba and I am your host. And today we're diving into keyword research. Okay. Now, keyword research is one of the frameworks that fits into one of our keys for traffic, which is SEO, search engine optimization. And I'm going to share something with you guys today that I got to admit, I forgot. Yeah, I completely forgot. I was watching a YouTube video this morning, about an hour ago, actually. And, it was one of those things YouTube suggested, and I just decided to watch. I had a few moments, and the guy was talking about a topic, and then he mentioned how to do keyword research. This wasn't even what his video was about. He mentioned something, and it made me remember, oh crap, I had totally forgot about this method to do keyword research. And that's what I'm going to share with you today because it is very simple. It is very basic. Anybody can do it. And it's absolutely free, which is the best way to do it, right? And, I've gotten to a place where I've got a ton of tools that do keyword research for me and all kinds of stuff. And yeah, to be honest with you, they're really expensive and but this one works so well. So why do you need to do keyword research? Let's start there. Number one, if you're creating content, and if you've been around me for a while, you know I keep harping on create content, create content, create content. Okay? Because you must create content for your audience to consume. They're looking for it. Now, if you're creating content, then that's great, but how are they going to find it? How is your audience going to find it? And there are tons of different ways. And one of those ways is SEO, by it showing up in search results. Okay? By showing up in search results. By the way, if you're listening to this and keyword research is something that you've always been curious about, put a hashtag keyword in the chat for me right now. Would love to see that. And I'd be remiss if I did not welcome, I think it was last week, I said our podcast audience exploded. Okay. And guess what? In the last 2 days, it did again. And so all of my friends from India who are listening to the podcast, our podcast, let me make sure I say this correctly, our podcast listenership in India exploded by over 400% in the last 2 days. So welcome everybody from India. So let's get back to keyword research. So it's super important to do keyword research because you need to know what terms people are searching for. Okay? Because if you know the terms that they're searching for, you can include them in your content. So when they're searching for those terms, your content can show up inside of Google. Thank you for that hashtag keyword research. Okay, so let me jump in and show this to you. And I'm going to share my screen with you guys. And bear with me for a second because I'm usually set up to share my screen. And I totally forgot to do that before I started this video. So just bear with me. Do-do-do. Let's sing together. All right. All right, I'm going to share this here. All right, here we go. So I'm going to share my screen here with you now. You've got that there. And we're going to do a search. Okay. We're a business. And let's just pretend for a moment that we're a business that specializes in aquarium gravel. Little known fact about me, I love fish and I've been breeding fish and exotic fish pretty much my entire life. It's just a side hobby, something that I love to do. Okay. So aquarium gravel. We have a business, a fictitious business today. We're selling aquarium gravel. So that is one of our core base keywords, aquarium gravel. Now, how do I find more keywords other than just aquarium gravel? Well, look what I just did. If you put just the term aquarium gravel into Google, you'll see that it's going to come up with a list of other suggested terms. Well, that's cool. And that's a great start. That's going to give you about 10 terms right there that you can write content on, okay, or create content on if you're creating video content. But now, not all of them may be good for you. Like, for example, aquarium gravel PetSmart, right? Aquarium gravel PetSmart is not a great term for you if you're not PetSmart. So that's not a good one. So here's the key. Here's how you do it. It's called the alphabet soup method. So you put your base keyword into the Google search bar. You press space and then you press the letter A. Now, when I do that, Google's going to give me 10 more search terms that all have my base term and another word or two that start with A. So I'll get aquarium gravel Amazon, probably not a good keyword for me. Aquarium gravel at Walmart, probably not. At PetSmart, probably not. Alternatives, if I'm selling aquarium gravel, maybe I want to talk about alternatives because maybe people are considering the alternatives like sand that we also use in certain types of aquarium, that if you're considering those alternatives, I may want to tell you why, yes, sand is a better alternative, or no, you shouldn't be considering an alternative. So that might be one. Aquarium gravel and substrate. Well, if you're in the aquarium world, you know that's a really good keyword. If you're selling aquarium gravel, that's a good one. Look at this next one. Aquarium gravel amount calculator. That's also a great thing. Imagine if you had a calculator to tell you how much aquarium gravel you needed for your aquarium. Yeah, you want that keyword. Aquarium gravel Australia. Well, if you're not in Australia, you'd skip that one. Aquarium gravel and plants. Another great keyword. Aquarium gravel and a word I can't even pronounce. Don't know what it is. We can skip it. But just by doing aquarium gravel space A, we got, what was that? Almost 6 new valid keywords, guys. Super, super simple method. Now, it's called the alphabet soup method. You want to know why? Real simple. Because when we record these 6 that we like here, we take the A off. And what do? We put a B. Aquarium gravel bulk. Yes, I'm selling aquarium gravel. Maybe I'm selling it in bulk as well. Maybe. You're starting to see the point here, guys. So you're going to put your base keyword. And for your business, you may have 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 base keywords. And then you can come through and do this alphabet soup method with all 26 letters of the alphabet. That right there, guys, is going to give you so many keywords that you can then take each one of those keywords and create content around. And what Google is also telling you by pulling up these 10, okay, is these are keywords that people are searching for. These aren't keywords that no one cares about. Google is flat out telling you with aquarium gravel and the letter B, here are the top 10 things that people search for. Super easy, super simple. Super easy, super simple. Now, what do you do with this information? So as I said, you make that list, right? After you do all your alphabet soup. And then you, right now, the easiest thing for you to do is after you have that list is you then go through and order the list by the keywords that you know you can create content for the easiest and then start. And then start. If you're writing, doing blogs, start writing. If you're doing videos, start creating videos. If you're doing a podcast, create the podcast. Whatever your medium is for creating content, start creating content. Okay? So guys, This is a super, super easy and super free way. And I thank that guy who did that video that I happened to be watching this morning that YouTube happened to suggest to me, because I'm not lying to you. I had completely forgotten about this method because, you know, as I said, we've got tools that we put aquarium gravel in and it's going to spit all of this out to us. But those tools cost hundreds of dollars a month. And for most of us, that's not realistic to pay, right? But Google will let you do the same thing, and you can stick all of this inside of a Google sheet, okay? And then sort it and be good to go. All right, guys. Hey, I hope this was helpful. If this was helpful and you're here with me live, do me a favor and put a hashtag helpful. If you are on the podcast, one of my new Indian friends who have joined the podcast, or if you're anywhere else in the world listening to the podcast and you've got questions, feel free to email me hello@traffickeys.com. That's hello@traffickeys.com. All right, everybody, have a great day. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.